Welcome back to Witch Church. It's your host, Mal. I'm a professional astrologer, tarot reader and teacher, and intuitive healer. And you're about to listen to the recording of Witch Church Live, a sermon that I give to my Instagram community every week. Feel free to catch the live show every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Central on IG Live, or listen to the recording right here on the podcast. This is a non-denominational weekly service for witches, astrology nerds, and anyone else who feels like they are being called to walk the spiritual path. At Witch Church Live, we talk all about the weekly astrological and tarot forecast, and really anything else that is channeled through me about the week ahead. Oh, and you'll probably hear about my random life updates and some rambly life stories mixed in as well. I hope that's okay. If this podcast brings some kind of value or joy to your life, be sure to leave me a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts. And feel free to send this podcast to a friend if you feel like they could benefit from listening. If you feel called, you can also support the production of this podcast and my other creations on Patreon for as little as $5 a month and get access to my secret YouTube channel with a bunch of extra astrology and tarot content. And if you would like me to hold space for you on your spiritual path, you can book an astrology session, tarot reading, or distance Reiki healing on my site, MalloryHasty.com. I would be honored to be your guide in some way. All of the links to my site and my social media are in the show notes. Have a magical week, my friends, and thank you so much for listening. Just a few days ago, Mercury stationed retrograde in Libra. We had the full moon in Pisces. Today, the sun is trining Uranus, which is such a revolutionary time as well. So it's giving me some good vibes for this Mercury retrograde. I don't feel the same about this Mercury retrograde than I do typically. Like, I feel like it is a very sacred Mercury retrograde. And I'm not saying Mercury retrogrades are something we should typically be scared of course, but there's something special about this one. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. I know we talked a little bit about that last week, but I've gotten some more intuitive downloads about this next 3 weeks, especially the fact that, again, Mercury stationing retrograde correlated with the full moon in Pisces, with this sun trining Uranus. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Pam, you said, this is the highlight of my Sunday mornings. Thank you for doing this. Aw, well, it's the highlight of my Sunday mornings too. So likewise, thanks for coming, everybody. And Kaylin, you said spoons are in the fridge to make the eye swelling go down. So much salty Pisces. Oh, definitely. There's some catharsis going on, for sure. And that's typically a Pisces full moon. You know, I was thinking about how last week, and I'm holding up the moon card. This is typically the moon, or this is the moon card from the Mother Peace tarot, but I love this moon card so much, and the creator of this deck, when she is describing the card, she says that this woman is looking into the distance, and sorry, podcast listeners, if you're listening to this, you can't completely know what I'm saying here, unless you want to Google Mother Peace moon card and see what I'm talking about here, but this woman is looking into the distance, and she's not sure if, way back in the distance, if this is a whale coming up for air, or if it's a doorway with wings kind of opening into a new portal. And I don't know, that always, I love that kind of, I don't know, the description of that. That's what the moon is, the card of Pisces. You know, something is in the distance that we don't quite know about, and we're kind of trusting our spirit guides to take us there, right? And I just finished reading Wild. It's called Wild by Cheryl Strayed. I talked about this last week too, I think, this book. But there's a part in this book where she has to leave her campground late at night and has to go find another place to sleep. And she's literally in the moon card. Like, she's literally walking through the dark and not knowing where she's going and just trusting her instincts, right? And that is also the moon card. That is also a Pisces full moon. We really have to trust our instinctual and intuitive nature to kind of lead us through this time of the unknown. Okay, and Jamie, you said, I agree, it feels ominous, which is why I'm here to hear your insight. You're always so on point. Whales coming up everywhere for me since your reading. Oh yeah, I forgot that we pulled the whale card in our reading. That's so funny, Jamie. And Lauren, you said you love Wild. Yeah, it's such a good book. I really crave books like this. A book that is a memoir, like Cheryl Strayed wrote, that's just like, oh, it's like a really good, like, adventure memoir. I would love to write something like this one day. I just don't know what about, but that would be, like, a dream to write some kind of thing, some kind of wild version of my own. And, Lauren, you said, that's how I feel right now. We have to rely on other senses to move through time. Totally. And Sarah, you said, I love the movie and the soundtrack too. Oh, I'm glad to hear you say that, Sarah, because I was contemplating if I should watch the movie or not. I know Reese Witherspoon is... Oh, geez. Are we okay? Okay, we're good. I know Reese Witherspoon plays Cheryl Strayed in the movie, but I was just like, you know how sometimes you watch the movie version of a book and you're like, oh gosh, I don't know if that like ruined it for me, but I'll watch it now that you think it's good. Venzella, you said I would read your book about Malaysia. Oh wow, that is, that's a very big compliment. And Sam, you said that movie is gorgeous. Okay, cool. I definitely want to watch it. So one of my favorite parts of this book, I just thought I'd mention here, is, like, literally almost, actually it kind of did bring tears to my eyes, because, I've been going through my own little moon moments this past month of, like, how do I move forward, what should I do, la la la. You know, connected to, like, my path, and sometimes I get worried about my path and how it's all gonna work out. You know, I'm sure you all can relate. And in this book, Cheryl Strayed is actually having a really difficult moment where she's not sure how she's going to continue on her hike. And she said, in this difficult moment, she said, I thought of the woman I always thought of in such moments, an astrologer who read my natal chart when I was 23. A friend had arranged the reading for me as a going away gift. The astrologer was no nonsense, middle-aged woman named Pat, who sat me down at her kitchen table with a piece of paper covering the mysterious markings. And quietly whirling a tape recorder between us. I didn't put much faith in it. I thought it would be a bit of fun, an ego-boosting session, during which she'd say things like, "You have a kind heart." But she didn't. Or rather, she did say those things, but she also said bizarrely specific things that were so accurate and particular, so simultaneously consoling and upsetting, that it was all I could do not to bawl in recognition and grief. And I won't read the whole thing here, but oh, this other thing Pat said. "You are wounded in the same place. That is what fathers do if they don't heal their wounds. They wound their children in the same place." And the father's job is to teach his children how to be warriors, to give them confidence to get on the horse and ride into battle when it's necessary to do so. If you don't get that from your father, you have to teach yourself. This isn't about strength. You may not be able to see this yet, but perhaps there will come a time, it could be years from now, when you'll need to get on your horse and ride into battle, and you're going to hesitate. You're going to falter. To heal the wound your father made, you're going to have to get on the horse and ride into battle like a warrior. Okay. So her astrologer told her that, right? Which, it makes me happy, because the fact that she's going through this, like, really difficult moment hiking the Pacific Crest Trail. If you just got here, we're talking about Wild by Cheryl Strayed. She's talking about this really difficult moment on the Pacific Crest Trail. And she thinks of her astrologer, and she thinks of what her astrologer told her about how fathers pass the wounds in down to their children, right? Or we could say all parents do this. And now it's her job to, like, be a warrior and get on the horse and to ride into these things. And I just thought that was a beautiful thing. Not only the fact that she thought of her astrologer in this hard moment, but also it reminded me of the moon card as well. Because again, there's so many times when we're in the unknown, we feel like we're walking through the dark forest, and we don't quite know what is on the other side, and we're learning to be our own warriors and, like, get on the horse, if you will, and just continue on and feel through the moment and fight for ourselves and fight for our path. I think that's kind of where the moon ultimately leads us. And Heather, you said this, "My baby is really dealing with this right now, too. He's 11, but his dad has been in and out of the picture, and that message is so strong." Yeah, totally, totally. Hey, Jeanette, and oh, Jess, you said the movie is beautiful. And okay, good. I'm gonna definitely watch it later. But yeah, totally. I think the moon, because it triggers us. It triggers our deepest fears. Because when we're in the moment of the deep unknown that the moon will present to us, what is going to be triggered? Our deepest insecurities, our deepest fears, our deepest doubts, and what are the energetic cords connected to those things? They connect back to our parents, right? And most of the time, right? And oftentimes our deepest doubt about ourselves is actually potentially our parents' deepest doubt about themselves, right? And one time, my therapist, she told me that we often live out the deepest fears that our parents have about us, right? Like, let's say your parent is like, "Oh my God, I'm so afraid that you'll never get married," or like, "You'll never find anybody," or something like that. And like, we might live that out. Because we take the fears that have been passed down to us we sometimes take them as our own fear, right? Like, and when we really think about it, we're like, wait, is this actually my fear? Or is this like a deeper ancestral fear that has been embedded into my DNA? And when we try to wiggle out of that, it can be completely terrifying, right? Really, really terrifying. I could say a million things right now about about my own journey right now with being an entrepreneur and how afraid people are in my family about money and like loss of money, and just how inherently difficult it can be to like be an entrepreneur and have that ancestral wound. But then why am I being called to do it in the first place? Well, it's probably connected to the karmic path of healing that wound. The moon reminds us, though, in order to like heal something in our karmic path or break through something in our karmic path, oftentimes there's a fear. There's a fear to be overcome. There's a fear to break through. Now, what does this have to do with Mercury retrograde? Well, Mercury retrograde is in Libra. And oftentimes we think about Libra as the energy reflective of the balancing scales, right? The sort of coming it back into justice, wanting something to be justified, you know? And I was like, how do we put that in layman's terms? Because sometimes when I hear the phrase justice, and it's associated with Libra, I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand what justice is, but sometimes the concept feels so big that I can't really like compute it into like everyday life, if that makes sense. So I was thinking like, yeah, how do we phrase this in layman's terms? And Libra is really just about making things right. You know, going back and making things right. Going back into the past, making things right so they can be harmonized for the future. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, this is the energy of Mercury retrograde this time around. Especially with the sun trining Uranus today. That is an aspect that can sometimes allude to us wanting to break free from our own self-imposed limitations. Breaking free from our own fears, or the fears of our fathers and mothers and ancestors, right? We're going back, we're diving in, and we're trying to make something right, or we're trying to rebalance ourselves. Sometimes, though, in order to balance ourselves, we kind of have to get comfortable with being a little bit imbalanced, right? Like, sometimes in order to get one of the scales tipped back, you know, in the other direction, we have to maybe kind of be willing to be uncomfortable for a while. And that kind of feels to me like this Mercury retrograde at the same time. Now, the other card I pulled this morning that felt really resonant was the Magician. And you might be thinking, if you know the tarot, you're like, Mal, the moon and the Magician, like, what the heck do they have to do with each other? Right? Like, the moon, we have this mystical energy that often creates these really deep fear stories that we're trying to figure out how to move through. So what does the Magician have to do with that? Well, I think the Magician kind of represents even committing to the next step or committing to making something right. Committing to going back, redoing, and moving forward in a new frequency. we're finally ready to do that. Sometimes we're not ready to make things right. You know, sometimes we're not ready to balance something, to put something back in balance. Sometimes we're not ready to get uncomfortable in order to pursue a greater harmony, if that makes sense. Sometimes we dance around that and avoid that. And there's something about this Mercury retrograde where it's like, no, like, we're getting uncomfortable. We're facing the karmic path right now, whatever that may look like. And we're willing to sit with the fear and not let that keep us from taking the next right step, which is often the magician. The magician often simply asks me, like, what can you do now? What now? Yeah, it's asking, what now? Okay, if I'm gonna overcome the fear, what my monkey mind is gonna do is create the absolute worst case scenario, right? But if I were really to say, what is the next direct step? Like, holding space for that worst case scenario, but we're also going to put it to the side. And if we're going to put that to the side, you know, what's the next right step? That is something that the magician can create. And if we're kind of lost in the dark forest, the magician is going to say, okay, yeah, I get it. I get that you think you're going to be eaten by a bear. But maybe the next right step is to find, as well as we can, some place to camp overnight. You know, like, the magician gets us through the moon, right? The magician shows us our way through the moon. And Heather, you said, I like that combo. It's magic. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling like at first it doesn't make sense, but I think you're right. There's something magical to this combo. And Sam, you said, what comes to mind is that to make magic, you have to reach into the unknown and darkness with trust. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And Kaylin, you said, intuitive download. To be a magician, you have to already believe your spell and intentions will come to fruition. A doubt in oneself could alter the spell or change the outcome. Yes, there's something really important about, like, self-belief. And I think you're right. Like, something I challenge my fear with a lot of the times is, what if it's already done? Like, what if what you want already exists in some parallel universe? And what if you're just taking the steps towards that? You know, like, what if it's not a question of whether or not your dream is going to happen or whether or not you're going to succeed? You've already succeeded on some level. It's already done. So how do you take the steps towards that point, right? That could be a very magician-y moon kind of thing. And the other thing I'm thinking about is how important the frequency of commitment is. And I don't know if I really want to attempt to find it, which there's a quote in the Artist's Way about how important the point of commitment is. And I should have flipped through and found it before our meeting, but anyways, I'll paraphrase the quote, and I'll put it maybe somewhere. Maybe I'll post it on my stories later today. But there's a place in the Artist's Way where, you know, Julia Cameron quotes someone else who's talking about how the point of commitment is the thing that opens all doors. The point of commitment is the thing that creates the portal, you know, to get through. And oftentimes fear keeps us from committing to the thing, right? For instance, I was talking to my best friend's boyfriend, who's also a friend, and we were going to McDonald's on like Saturday night, like late at night. We were like getting a McFlurry, and we were talking because he's a little bit. We both have an entrepreneurial mind, and he actually created an app. It's actually called Steady, STEDDY. It's a really good workout app. If you're looking for a workout app, I highly recommend it. I'll throw it in the comments. And it's just like the whole app is about commitment to your week. And the psychology of the app is like you're planning your week when it comes to movement or working out. So when I use the app, like I usually put in like I'm walking every day, right? Because that's typically my movement. I walk pretty much every day. And the app, before you commit to your week of movement, you have to hold down the thing that says commit for 3 seconds. And I don't know, there is like something kind of magical about that. Like, okay, I'm committing to that, and like you're holding it down for 3 seconds, and it's like 3, 2, 1. Okay, you've committed. And I don't know, there's something about that that resonates with me right now with everything. Commitment is the thing. And having that moment of commitment is the thing that will open doors. But fear and the worst case scenario will always keep us from, you know, holding down that app, that button on the app and saying, like, I'm going to commit. Because fear says, like, oh, you can't do it, or you're going to fail, or the ultimate outcome is going to be a disaster. So why would you even commit to doing it anyways, right? And the magician says, commit through the fear. You know, fear is always going to be our ball and chain. It just is. So can we still press the commit button, if you will, this week, while accepting that the fear is there? The fear story is real to an extent, but at the same time, does it actually have so much power? Are we going to give it so much power that we're not actually going to go through with the follow through? You know? Like, that's the other thing, too. This Mercury retrograde helps us make things right for ourselves. It helps us go back and say, okay, why haven't I committed to this yet? Why haven't I followed through on this yet? What fear do I have to reconcile with in order to move forward in a new way? Okay. So it's a very powerful time right now. And Lauren, you said, I also think the magician can help by asking us to imagine what we already want and believe that the desire is magic in action. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Pam, you said, is anyone else having trouble sleeping this week? Is it the full moon Mercury retrograde, or is it just me? I want to commit and produce and move things forward, but I'm so exhausted. That's fair. I think that moment of commitment will come at some point during this retrograde. But sometimes we need to rest and give ourselves those primary things that our inner child needs. Like, what does a baby need? Baby needs sleep, food, water, and love and attention, right? So giving ourselves those things can go a long way, and those things are actually what keep us grounded enough to commit later down the road, okay? So a lot of interesting vibes this week. Now, the other thing is that right now the sun is trining Uranus, and we know astrologically Uranus represents freedom and setting ourselves free. Okay, so many of us could be on the path of setting ourselves free from something. And Mercury retrograde, usually it's like a psychological thought pattern. Like, I can't do this, or I'm not worthy of this, or I'm not capable of this. You know, I think we're setting ourselves free from those narratives in a lot of ways. I'm not capable of being alone, or I'm not capable of sustaining my own business. I'm not capable of paying my rent. Like, all of that kind of stuff, right? So we're kind of backtracking. This Mercury retrograde is a great time to examine those narratives and really find the way forward in a new way. Ground ourselves in a new narrative that could be really expansive. And that's part of Mercury retrograde in Libra and making things right for our future selves, for ourselves right now. Okay. Like, the Magician is the future self, partnering and grabbing hands with the future self. But it's like the future self is in the Moon card. Like, we find the future self within the dark forest of our greatest fears. You know, we like find the future self sitting right next to our greatest fear. And I feel like that's the combination of the Magician and the Moon. And Al, hey Al, you said, last weekend I broke up with my controlling ex, and this weekend was all about confirming I was ready to make the final cut and live on my own physically and emotionally. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And like, with that, like, you're committing to yourself. You know, sometimes when we stop committing to someone who is out of alignment, we just further commit to ourselves and our path, and that can be really beautiful. Lauren, you said, this makes me want to write a letter from my future self to where I am right now to work with these cards together. Ooh, yes. I'm feeling like a future self tarot spread kind of thing in the mix, or like a future self letter. You're right, Lauren. That would be really good. And I've been thinking about that a lot in a weird way. Like, I've been thinking, like, I'm so scared right now in this moment of my life. Like I found a roommate, gonna move out soon. I even hesitate to say that because, like, I'm like, oh my God, what if it doesn't work out? And all of that stuff. There's so many fear stories. But I am also thinking, like, wow, 3 years ago, I was working at a metaphysical shop, and I don't know if I would have, like, believed that I would have gotten to this point, you know? Like, so it's also good to contemplate how much we have accomplished in the midst of many great fears coming to us. You know, we can also say, but I've come so far, you know? Like, 3 years ago, you could have been afraid to even make a post on Instagram about being a tarot reader. Not talking about anybody I know, right? No. But like, yeah, 3 years ago, I was terrified that, you know, some person I am friends with on Facebook from like second grade, it was going to see that I'm posting about doing tarot readings, right? And now my fears have upgraded. But it's because I've upgraded, right? That's the thing too. Jess, you said, this is funny because I'm doing a presentation Monday about the strength, of the strength futuristic. Oh, that's interesting. It's interesting that this idea of like the future self is really coming through, 'cause that's a very Sun Uranus trine. Later this week, once the Sun hits the trine with Uranus, this week, this whole week, the Sun will be approaching the opposition with Neptune. So that can be a little bit ungrounding. That's a little bit more like the Moon card, in the sense that an opposition with Neptune can be like, I have this dream, but I'm confused of how to make it happen. That can be when our deepest fears come and grab us, right? So I think part of this week is committing ourselves to the commitment, you know, like saying like yes to the thing we want to do, yes to the thing we're continuously moving forward on, and not allowing the fear stories to grab us. Or let me edit that. Not allowing the fear stories to completely take over our journey and keep us from moving forward on the path. That's what it is. You know, because there's always going to be fear stories on the path, especially when we're feeling lost. But, like, can we continue taking the next step, walking forward with the fear story alongside of us instead of letting it block us? Okay? That feels like the message with the sun opposite Neptune. Let's pull one more card. I think we should do, like, an oracle message here. Let's say, what oracle card is going to support us this week, along with the moon card and the magician? Ooh, okay. Did this come up last week? The truth? Yeah, it did. So the truth is still here. That makes me feel like fear stories aren't always the truth. Actually, they're typically never the truth. And basing our decisions off of, like, the worst case scenario that could possibly happen isn't us living in our truth. That's us living from the frequency of the worst case scenario. Living in the truth of our path is actually much more neutral, right? Typically, we're capable of so much more than we actually think we are. And I also think that commitment frequency is parallel to the truth, if that makes sense. Like, and remember something I said last week too about this card is that the frequency of truth resonates in a way that a fear story doesn't, right? Like, there's a difference between hearing a note being played, like, I'm literally hearing, like, a really, like, scratchy violin, like, playing a note that is out of tune. Like, that's the fear story. And then when you hear that note, that music note, click into something that is in tune, notice that this week. Like, metaphorically, notice that. Like, how the fear story is often that out of tune note. And it goes from, like, and then it's like, like, it's like, it, like, goes from... Obviously, I'm very musically talented, but it goes from, like, this out-of-tune frequency, and then it just, like, hits that in-tune note. And even if you don't know music, even if you're not as musically talented as I am, I think we all know when a note is out-of-tune and when it's in-tune, right? So follow the in-tune note. Lauren, you said, I always find that my fear story ramps up when I'm actually very close to living in alignment with my soul's path. 120%. Yeah, I'm going to screenshot that. That's been very much my experience, too. Multiple times, I've become, like, the most scared I've ever been right before I'll do something that is actually in alignment and is actually my next step, right? So my friends, that's the tea for this week ahead. It's all about balancing the moon and the magician. How are they related? How do we contact our future selves this week? And how do we tune into the notes that are actually in alignment versus the notes that are out of tune, you know? My announcement is that there's a couple things that I have going on in the sense of my business. So we know Highly Sensitive Harvest is beginning in a little less than a month. And actually, I have a prayer request for you guys as you are dropping your prayer requests and tarot questions below. Please feel free to do that while I'm talking. My prayer request is, can you send me good vibes for this next Highly Sensitive Harvest cohort? Will you be in full agreement of the right people finding the course? Because I think it's such a special niche offering for highly sensitive people, or just really anybody who is on the path of managing their energy and really truly becoming a really aligned parent for themselves. I can see a lot of people bringing to this class like a goal or a fear that they want to overcome, and just having this like beautiful group support. There's just something magical about this class. It's one of those classes that I'm like, oh god, I have trouble putting to words what this class does for us, because I literally saw it change people's courses in really profound ways. And I think it was a mix of just being in such a overwhelmingly supportive, highly sensitive environment, and also like really unpacking some of the things that hold us back as highly sensitive people and how to move forward. So it's just an amazing group container. I would love, if you have any questions about that, feel free to DM me. If you know someone who would benefit from this kind of group container, group healing container, send them my way. And yeah, if you could just be in full agreement of the right people finding that offering, that would be awesome. One other thing I wanted to say is I have a fall special reading that's like a tarot Reiki half and half. If you go to the Book a Session tab on my site, there's like a little section that says Fall Reset. And I believe the offering is called Fall Reset Tarot Reiki Session. And it's just like a really good energetic, it's like an energetic checkup where we clear some energy, especially with Samhain. It's almost Samhain season where we're really shedding a lot. So check that out as well. Okay. We're ready. Sarah, can I have a card for my date today? Ooh, yeah, absolutely. I feel called to pull from this deck here. Ooh, okay. We got a lot going on here. Okay, so Sarah, you got home, good fortune, and growth. So I think this is actually about you leaving what has previously been comfortable in your relationship life, if that makes sense. Like, and kind of taking the risk in order to grow. And knowing that there's something about maybe this date that does feel a little bit out of your comfort zone. But I think actually leaving home, metaphorically, is going to result in growth, in a good frequency, in evolution. So don't think it's not bad that this is a little bit out of your comfort zone. Like, it feels good that you're challenging yourself in this way. Okay, Sarah, Global Warman, you said, I've been breaking a lot of unhealthy dynamics and patterns. I'd love a card on how to move forward in some of my relationships. from this new perspective, or should I even move forward with them? Ooh, okay. So the cards that came out for you, you got Time and Saturnian Path. Forward. And some of my relationships from this new perspective. I actually think global warming, sometimes when we are growing as individuals, I think that there's a tendency to go reach for those people who feel comfortable and who feel familiar. But with the Time and Karmic Path situation, I think there's something about just continuing exactly as you are right now, like focusing on yourself and focusing on even potentially meeting new people or running into people who do share your goal, and giving some of these older connections time, and not necessarily like I'm waiting around for these old friends or these old relationships to grow and change, but just giving yourself time to grow and change. And it's possible that maybe even a year from now, you may realize, like, I've grown so much, you know, without some of these people in my direct line of sight, you know, and what could that mean for me? So really giving yourself time, really trusting that there is some karma at play, with the sense of, like, you maybe learning and growing on your path right now. And I'm really more interested in the new people that are coming in versus reconciling or expecting the old people to grow. That's what I'm feeling. Jeanette, you said, I would love a card for the week for creative inspiration, and I'm in full agreement for people finding your HSP course. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, Jeanette. Okay, so we have Shift, Death, and Nature Spirits. Cool. I love that. Specifically, like, the Shift and Death, I think there's something about maybe your identity as a creator that's shifting. It kind of reminds me of something Elizabeth Gilbert talks about in Big Magic. And I'm paraphrasing here, but she says something about the fact that sometimes subconsciously creatives feel like we have to be like suffering, or we have to be starving artists in order to be working on our work. Like, and she really demystifies that and says, like, no, like, there's no glamour in being the suffering artist. Like, be happy, be healthy, take your meds, go to therapy, work on yourself. Like, why would that ever be something that you need to keep yourself in order to create? And I think that's kind of what's shifting here, Jeanette. It's like, you are shifting into a more contented frequency with your own self and with your own life, and learning that that doesn't come into competition with your art. It only makes your art better. So yeah, your identity as an artist is changing, but I think that's a good thing. And there's a lot of shifts happening here. So maybe that didn't directly answer your question, but that is what came through. Okay, Amy, you said, I've been in the Nine of Swords energy, selling and getting rid of everything I own and having regrets, longing for things I was attached to, doubting my decisions. I would love a card for my situation. Yep, I get it, Amy. I think, yeah, when we challenge a pattern, that's psychologically very difficult, and it's very natural, I think, to long for something that was once familiar. So you got courage. And I think that's really beautiful because I think Spirit is almost sending their support to you in this moment. And even though you don't always feel like you are capable of moving through this shift, I think you absolutely are. And I think there's a lot of strength and courage that you should give yourself credit for moving through this extremely difficult period. And the best you can do right now is just taking it day by day with the courage message, like waking up and really just asking yourself, how do I move through today? What can I get through today? Despite the Nine of Swords, nervous system deregulation, how do I tend to that? And how do I tend to the next step forward? And that feels like all we can really do right now is just believe that this will not last forever. This is not a permanent state of being. And that's something else that feels like a really strong reminder right now. You will not be in this state forever. Okay. Courage. Jess, you said, can I have a card for this week at work? Sending you support, Mal. Thanks, Jess. And yeah, your card of the week is the new moon, which is funny because we just had a full moon. But the new moon is often about like seeds that we are planting that we can't quite see yet. So I wonder if there is like a new initiative or a new project or just a new suggestion that you're coming up with at work. And sometimes, like, you know, when we have like a meeting with a bunch of people and you're like, yeah, we should do this, we should do that. And like, it seems like everybody's in agreement with the new thing, but then like, it doesn't feel like it's happening fast enough, or it doesn't feel like it's actually going to take root. It will, but this week is about giving things time and really sending support to the seedlings that you are planting, and not giving up on those visions for how you would like to shift, how you would like to change, or what you want to see change at work. But yeah, just tending to the things that might not quite be tangible right now. I don't know if that makes sense, Jess, but that's kind of what I'm feeling. Okay. Lauren, you said, I would love an anchor card for tuning into the truth. Ooh, Lauren. Okay, spiritual cleansing. This makes a lot of sense to me that from what I understand about your energy, Lauren, like from the limited things I know about you, like I'm assuming you're somewhere on the highly sensitive spectrum. I'm assuming you're on the intuitive spectrum. And sometimes we can soak up unconsciously. We can kind of sponge up other energies from the outside world. And I think this card is reminding you to literally keep up with your cleansing rituals. For me, it's like a weekly salt bath. And also I spend a lot of time in nature, which feels to me very cleansing. But even just knowing like, okay, my aura or my energy is cleansed and I'm not necessarily feeling into the fears of the collective because I am centered in my core energy. That feels to me like it's really important this week. Yeah, so maybe a salt bath or whatever feels like a cleansing activity to you, Lauren, feels really, really on point for this week. Okay, Kaylin, you said, please send good vibes for scary adult job interview I have tomorrow. Oh, yeah, 100%, Kaylin. I am in full agreement that this interview will go really well. I'm in full agreement that everything will work out as it should. And that you will continue to learn and grow and get all the resources you need regardless, you know? Like, I'm in full agreement that the resources that you need to accomplish your goals are coming to you, are already with you, okay? Pam, you said, I would love a prayer and a card for my daughter. I'm having some issues with her, with them this week. Sure, Pam. Okay, let's see. Okay, Pam, so you got gratitude. So I'm in full agreement, Pam, that this week you're able to kind of see beyond the present struggles with your daughter. And I'm in full agreement that, you know, she realizes and recognizes that you are giving her the support and love that she needs on her journey right now. But I'm also in full agreement of you seeing the big picture of this journey. As difficult as it is to see beyond this moment of tension through the teenage years, you know, I'm in full agreement that this week will kind of remind you of the bigger picture of you and your daughter's journey together in this lifetime. And the fact that you got gratitude. I know this is an annoying card sometimes to get in the midst of feeling like I'm going through a hard time. The last thing I want to do is a gratitude practice. And I'm not necessarily suggesting that, but I am going to suggest that you find some things this week to almost, like, I'm getting this idea of visiting the things, the places, the people that you have gratitude for. So if there's like a nature spot nearby that you have like a really profound gratitude for, you know, visit there. If there's a friend that you have a lot of gratitude for, like, have lunch with them this week. If there's a job or like a place in your house that you really have a lot of gratitude for, like, it's almost like surrounding yourself with the things that do fill you with that kind of feeling. And having that balance some of the challenges you're going through with your daughter. Because I think that's what Spirit is saying. Although I'm sure it's extremely difficult to be a mother in this ever-changing world, I also think that consuming yourself with complete worry and anxiety over this dynamic isn't good for you and your balance, your energetic balance. So I think bringing that into balance would be a good thing this week. Okay, Ellis, you said, I have plans to see my ex today. Can I have advice about how to handle it or if I should cancel? Well, I'm thinking Mercury retrograde might actually be a good time to connect with an ex, especially if you both have something to talk about or something to iron out in order to move forward, not necessarily together, but like if there's something specific that you want to iron out with them, I mean, Mercury retrograde would be the time to do it. And Ellis, I have the cards Divinity and Transmute. And that kind of shows me too that maybe there's something about this interaction that is going to show you how much you've grown over this past year. I know this past year has been about dedicating yourself to your relationship with yourself. I know you've been like dating yourself sort of and kind of getting to know yourself on a deeper level and really you know, marrying your healing process. And maybe there is something about this interaction that shows you, like, okay, how much have I grown, you know, since we parted ways from this dynamic, you know? And And I think even if this interaction with the ex brings up some level of nervous system deregulation, I actually think you're going to be able to transmute it. And I think you're going to be able to use your skills to get through it. So I think you got it, Ellis. You can trust yourself through this process. Okay. Sam, you said, I will be praying for this, Mal. Oh, thanks, Sam. And Maji, you said, I would really appreciate a card for harnessing patience and better boundaries with people at work this week. Totally. We got the three cards jumping out of this deck today. I really think there's a lot of something here. Okay, so Maji, you got relief, new life, talisman. Relief, new life, talisman. Okay, so I think patience... Well, first of all, Maji, if you're going to really drastically change your life in the upcoming year by potentially moving somewhere different, this is the perfect time at work to break some patterns, right? Because what's the worst that can happen? You get a new job and you leave this office? Like, you know? So this is actually a great time to recognize that you can and you are capable of showing up in a different frequency. And also, though, keeping in mind that there is this new leaf slowly turning for you. And maybe that will help you with some frustration about your daily life. Like, if your daily life is feeling stale, like you really need a change, or you're kind of sick of the same old at work, the key or the talisman of this situation is that you're kind of holding this new beginning in your hands right now. And maybe it's not all coming to fruition just yet, but I think there's a lot of growth coming up for you. And just even remembering that you're not going to be stuck in this place forever. That feels to me really what this moment is about. Sam, you said, I would love a card as I try to get back into the groove as I continue to recover from COVID. Oh, yeah, Sam, I'm in full agreement that your COVID recovery is, you know, not problematic, and that your symptoms of long COVID are minimal to no symptoms. And I'm just in full agreement that you take it easy on yourself. And, you got jealousy, which tells me that maybe it's been, I'm sure with COVID, I mean, depending on how long it took you to recover, we're talking like a week to 10 days of like having to quarantine and feeling like, oh, I can't get anything done and I can't be productive and I can't do what I want to do, and like looking into the outside world and maybe just feeling like, oh, I'm not doing anything. And that can rev up some maybe toxic comparisons of like you versus what the world is accomplishing. And I just think you need to be kinder to yourself about your expectations. And maybe it would be wise to go into this week with like a daily sort of self-inquiry about like, what are my expectations for myself today? And how can I like lessen those expectations? And what's the bare minimum that I want to accomplish? And how can I just be really kind with myself and not try to catch up on everything all at once? Kaylin, you said, I agree, and the HSP camp changed my life. That's sweet. And Amy, you said, in full agreement with your perfect HSP group. And Amy, you said, I want to join Fall HSP, but I don't know if I'll have internet where I'm going, lol. Okay, well, you know, all in spirit timing, Amy, but I do hope you'll have internet to at least come to Witch Church. Allie, you said, I would love a group prayer for our HSP sister, Lisa, who is up against potential evacuation from her home due to wildfire. Okay, I'm in full agreement that Lisa, even if she does have to evacuate, I'm in full agreement that her home and her belongings stay safe and protected. And I'm in full agreement that she will easily find a safe and grounding place to go. And I'm also in full agreement that she's able to tend and regulate herself during this really destabilizing time. Thanks, Allie. And Sarah, you said that's juicy. Thanks. You're welcome. And Katie, you said, I'm always late after volunteering at the farmer's market. I would love a guidance card for the week if possible. Yes. Let's see, Katie. Ooh, okay. So, Katie, you got boundaries, shadow, and transformation. By the way, the color scheme of these cards giving me life. Like, I like this color scheme. Also, it's kind of funny that, like, this color scheme kind of aligns with, like, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root chakra, which is kind of like our primal chakras, in a way. So I don't know if that's something. But I really think that there's a big change going on with you and how you interact with people. And, like, the new version, quote-unquote, of Katie is really coming into the world right now, and you really are breaking some patterns that would have done 5 years ago, and now this new version of Katie is like, heck no. Like, you think I would do that? Like, you know, like, you think I would cross my own boundary? Like, you think I would not trust myself? Like, you think that I would abandon myself for this? No way. Like, I just feel like you're really in touch with what old Katie would do versus what this newer version of you would do, and it just feels very different, and maybe you're getting used to making those different choices, but ultimately I think trusting yourself that you know what's best for you at this time. Okay. Jeanette, you said, thank you, Mal, that's very much in alignment. Amy, you said, thank you, that got me emotional. Jess, you said, thanks, Mel. Jamie, you said, I'd love a card for the week ahead and all the good vibes for your HSP group. Oh, thanks. Okay. So, Jamie. Jamie, Earth. Okay, so, Earth. This goes both ways because I think on some level, things are materializing this week for you. I'm not sure if this has to do with like a literal material thing, like money, a new job, transitioning into a new job potentially, or clients. Like, there's something very material that you have to deal with this week. Setting up a new office, you know, it could be a lot of things. Rearranging the house, paying off a car payment. I don't know. Like, there's just something very material on your to-do list. But at the same time, I think it's really about keeping yourself grounded and stabilized during this process. And it feels to me like you are very connected to the plant spirits, the animal spirits that are around you right now. You live in the desert, right? Right, Jamie? I'm pretty sure, I'm 93% sure you live in the desert. And I'm like seeing like different desert nature spirits, like the spirit of a cactus and the spirit of like a coyote or like a jackal. I don't know why I'm seeing, is that even an animal in the desert? Or like the spirit of like a flower, or like, you know, there's like so many earth spirits that want to come and kind of support you in this moment. So allowing them to do that and really connecting with the ground that you, your feet are walking on, like that feels really important too. Maji, you said, thank you, that makes perfect sense. And oh, Jamie, you said, I'm in the desert and I'm moving this week. Okay, that's, there it is. Yeah, there's that material thing that's really in focus. Yeah. And Jamie, you said, my dog is half coyote. Yeah, okay, so that makes sense. I mean, I think for highly sensitive people, moving can be one of the more destabilizing events, right? So keeping ourselves grounded through that is going to be really, really important. Okay, friends, I think we'll wrap up for the week. I'm so glad that I was able to commune with you all today. Thanks for the good vibes. And I'm excited to see what the moon and the magician will bring us this week. And I think that's about it. And I look forward to seeing you all next week. And I also look forward to seeing how this Mercury retrograde is really going to evolve. Okay. All right, friends, lots of love. Bye-bye.